BBC News with Jonathan Izard. President Obama has criticised the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump for modelling his policies on the Russian President Vladimir Putin and showering praise on him. Mr. Obama said this was unprecedented in American politics. Mr. Trump has promised closer relations with the Russian leader if he wins the White House. As the battle for the Iraqi city of Mosul continues, the US military says Islamic State militants there are using civilians as human shields. A Pentagon spokesman said the group was holding people in the city against their will. Russia has halted its airstrikes on rebel-held neighborhoods of Aleppo, 48 hours ahead of a planned pause. The defense minister said Russian and Syrian forces were stopping their bombing to allow preparations for any civilians and fighters to leave the besieged area on Thursday. At least 16 people have been killed in inter-ethnic clashes in the southeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo in a row over a disputed caterpillar tax. Several days of violence began when a group of Batwa, also known as pygmies, refused to pay a tax for selling caterpillars, a staple food. The president of Burundi, Pierre Nkurunziza, has signed into law a bill which will see the country withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The ICC's prosecutor has opened a preliminary investigation into allegations of human rights abuses there. The authorities have accused the ICC of being a tool in the hands of Western countries. Belgian police say they've arrested a man wielding a knife who had taken 15 people hostage at a supermarket in the city of Forêt near Brussels. None of the hostages was injured. There's no indication that the incident was terror-related. It's believed to have been an attempted robbery. The American rock and roll singer Chuck Berry has announced he's to release a new studio album. The writer of the 50s and 60s classics such as Roll Over Beethoven and Johnny B. Goode made the announcement on his 90th birthday. BBC News.